from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Wow, have times have changed for one Jim's Costa. Jim's.
It's almost like the Lions transformed their organization and are being respected now. Good morning, 97.1. Yeah. We are into game week for the Lions, and this storyline, we want to get it out of the way, move on, and have the rest of the week to talk football. Stafford and the Rams come to Ford Field. Is there anybody in Detroit that thinks they should do a tribute video for Stafford?
The feedback on Twitch, there will be two people booing the Stafford kids. It will be Gator and Cookies.
Let's do it. Is Gator in today? We can coordinate. Get a chant going.
You
going
to throw a pretzel at him?
Oh, God. Well, hey, comes around, goes around. Do you remember? I'm not going to throw a pretzel at children. Let me clarify that this morning. I know people
just
only
half
listen. Verbally
attack them.
Kelly, on the other hand? No, here's the deal. When the Lions beat the Rams last year, it was euphoric. It was great. Lions fans had waited forever for that moment. Stafford was asked after the game if he was happy for the city of Detroit, seeing as he had played there for 12 years. He said, I'm happy for the players. The omission of he wasn't happy for the city. It was bitter. It was sour grapes. The fans are going to create a hostile environment. They are going to boo him again.
Fine. That's great. I don't care about that.
Well, you would say if people don't care, they're just going to move on and they're not going to boo. It's just any old quarterback. I still feel like people are going to let him have it this week.
You'll hear Jared Goff chants. The volume will be turned up. They will break the Ford Field decibel record. I 100% anticipate and expect that.
That was such a passing of the torch moment. Like, that's when the Jared Goff chant started, was that playoff game last year against the Rams, right?
Yeah.
And it was this, like, we've got our guy. That was the, you're good enough for Detroit from Dan Campbell after the game. Like, that really was the passing of the torch. We had moved on as a city.
How many signs will we, because we saw him, it was the first time we saw him last year, too. The whole, you know, we went to Jared. You know,
the jewelry. I mean,
How many of those signs are we going to see on Sunday night?
Well, imagine a world where they win a ring and it writes itself. I mean, come on now. Yeah, listen, this is why it's such an interesting barometer. The Lions had never won a playoff game, so you're hung up on your ex, and you're hung up on sticking it to them and proving them right. You did it. You proved them right. You won the playoff game. You made it too, just so no one can call it a fluke. You're a Super Bowl-caliber team. The booing of Stafford, John, to your point, is it just booing the opposition? Is it booing it like it's Baker Mayfield? Booing like it's... I know the Cowboys don't come here, but Dak Prescott
Mayfield
or anybody.
Is certainly one that's easy to boo. Dak is easy to boo. I mean, like, there's so many guys that are easy to boo and when they come in as opponents. And Stafford, because of the history, it is easy to boo.
Texter says, Cookies says, lather in that Stafford chapstick again. Stafford was one of the many reasons the Lions didn't win a playoff game. Mike in Williamston.
Putting on the Stafford chapstick. What flavor is that?
You're asking me? I don't know how to answer that.
I did end that with a question mark.
Okay. How can this be where we're going to still fight about whether or not the Lions did enough for the guy when he left and went on to win a Super Bowl? We don't need, speaking of debates that don't need to be rehashed, come on, guys. Mike likes to do this. I recognize Mike. We don't need to be doing this.
Do you and Kelsey like just have conversations about memories of Matthew?
Yeah. While you're not eating,
you don't remember
food
that time
couch.
When it was against Cleveland.
Does she still wear her Stafford jersey?
We don't have a Stafford jersey in the house.
The cat does.
Texter says,
a little tiny jersey.
Didn't he request
single
a trade?
Single digit number nine.
Nine for nine lives.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go. Didn't Stafford request a trade? He can come back when he's retired. That's when he'll get his tribute.
Sure.
A couple people say they do want a tribute, John. I want the tribute video, but I want it to start with Stafford highlights and then progressively move into mistakes and picks and then end with highlights of last year's playoff game, the ultimate troll during warmups. Yeah. Signed, Phil.
Yeah. Throw the highlight of the J.J. Watt interception on Thanksgiving Day.
I want the tribute video. The guy was nothing but good to the city.
Then when he's retired and he comes back, you can have your tribute video.
Lions are now beyond Stafford. No need to dwell on the past. He can come back when he retires. So that sentiment is on here. Really, I'm 100% behind a tribute video. He was great for the team, organization, and community. Sorry, it'd be great form to honor him and then kick the crap out of him, Sam, in Grand Rapids.
It's just not necessary. Not necessary. Doesn't need to happen. Shouldn't happen. When he retires, celebrate him all you want for what he did or didn't do.
Bad take, Costa. Really poor taste. Booing children?
Yeah.
Tickets Extra says, I'm with Jim. Boo them all. Bounce a pretzel off her fake. Oh, not going to read the rest of that. All right. 248-539-9797. This is why we screen ticket text. This one says, Gov, you got it exactly right. We are past this story. We are now on to just trying to focus on beating the next team on our march to the Super Bowl. Texter says, would absolutely boo these kids and Kelly. The Staffords have become insufferable. That's Todd in Ann Arbor.
Make sure he's got what's the commercial they're in now? The whole will. Have you seen that one? They got to make their will in case something nefarious happens.
Oh,
bad happens. You got to have something in place. Make sure he has all of his affairs in order before he comes.
Okay. I don't think it's going to get that dark.
I think an interesting dynamic to the down the road tribute or bringing him back and honoring him or whatever is still open ended. If the Lions do what we hope they do, win a Super Bowl or two, wouldn't that be a little strange?
Yeah, he
kind of like bringing back the guy. It's like bringing back Ray Shepard for the Wings. It's like Ray Shepard night. I mean,
yeah, I mean, he would.
There is no question.
He did more than Ray Shepard.
He was really good in the community. There, I mean, he was involved. He did everything that you would want a franchise player to do in the community as a representative of your franchise. He was a great citizen of the city of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did a lot charitably. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
So you can welcome him with open arms when it's all said and done. Now, now is not the time.
Again, time and place. When you were the visiting quarterback, before a playoff game last year especially, but Sunday night primetime kickoff the season with expectations as high as they are, you're going to get booed. It's going to be loud. They're not going to be nice to you. You're an athlete. You can handle it. It's okay. And the booing was not directed at his wife or his kids last year as much as Kelly wanted it to be, which is why I say facetiously, let's make her right. Oh,
backtrack.
I would do it. Walking I mean,
back.
What does it matter?
You would do it.
Absolutely. What's the harm in it? It's not.
Oh, so Kelly Stafford and her kids are walking on the club level through there, and you're going to be the one that runs up and says, boo!
If they were shown on the video board, what would the reaction be?
It should be nothing.
Shouldn't I think it'd be a boo. I don't think people are bad people if they boo.
The problem it will be if you could boo her. She's an adult.
Yes.
I think it's out of line to boo family members. But she has put herself out there. She has put herself into the public eye. So that's one thing. But if they show her with the kids, that's a completely different
thing. But to me, like, she held them up as some shield, and it's just a real easy conversation. Kids?
She held them up as a shield.
She did. Well, how dare you do this to us and our family? It was all to Matthew. But if you want to make this some, like, great travesty against your family, you just say, sweetie, Matthew is on the other side. When you go to sporting events, dad gets booed by the other team. That's part of being a visitor in a tough place to play. Like, it's nothing. It's not
Costa's
more deeper
gonna be the
than
hype
that.
Man on the field.
It's
now.
Not deeper than that.
The one leading the parade of there she is. They're the kids.
I didn't think they should show her on the jumbotron.
They probably won't for that reason.
Exactly. Yes. You made it sound like Michael Jackson holding the kid over the balcony. Is that what she was doing?
Verbally, she was after the game. Was she not? I mean, did she say what she said or did she not? Am I making this up? She said we booed her children. She said this. I'm not making this up to you. She held them up as a shield verbally for the mob. Look what you did. No one did that to you.
Kids always came back to see some of their friends. They lived in Detroit, where they were born, where they were raised until they left, and just trying to see some friends. Costa's going to boo them.
We had the Sarah McLachlan song. I think we need the Let It Go from Frozen. Let it go, Jim.
Yeah.
Paul in Shelby. Paul, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Thank you for taking my call. I wonder if any of you's ever met the family. I mean, I met her and I met him at the Lipke Rec Center where we redid that rec center. He has put a lot of time and a lot of money in this city helping kids. That shows no class at all by booing the wife or the children, for God's sakes.
Thank you, Paul.
We're better than that. We're way better than that. So I just don't think that we should do that. And to honor him, you honor him after his career is over with. I've been following football for 75 years, and I've never seen anybody so devoted to this city trying to win a Super Bowl than that quarterback. So I'm just going to listen to what you got to say about that. You're not going to boo that family.
Paul, you've been watching for 75 years. What's your expectations for this year?
Very good. Very good. I think they're one or two players away. I'd like to see a big receiver and another defensive lineman, and I think we're there. That's just my feelings. I go back to Bobby Lane. I've seen Brady throw. It throws just like Bobby Lane. There's always someone off to the flat. He goes down the field every 10 yards and makes very few mistakes. That's what quarterbacks are about.
Thank you, Paul.
God forbid someone gets booed at a sporting event.
Stafford, you want to boo McVay, you want to boo Blake Corum coming back, that's fine. I don't care. I'll jump on that one.
How will they recover from booing? The trauma of being booed at a sporting event. Won't someone think of the children? This mean man in the morning is stoking the flames. What if they get booed at such an impressionable age? How will they recover? Are these the texts we're getting? Is this the phone calls we're going to get?
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
You act like you're Mr. Tough Guy. You think booing a child, like, I'm not saying go up to them on the street. I'm saying at the game, at a sporting event.
Jim, just stop talking.
Yeah, just stop talking.
Just stop.
All right, fine. It's 97.1.
You threw me off here.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh. Hey, you've heard me talk about injury attorney David Femenino. I don't know. Maybe Stafford's will hire him. The injury that the kids will suffer. But I've been talking about him for some time. All you got to do is listen to some of the results that David and his team have gotten for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for one, $11.5 million for one single client. You need an attorney that will fight relentlessly for you. David is that guy and his team. And you could speak to him right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We have people who want to weigh in on the phones. Yes, yes. Some of you want to boo me. That's happening on the ticket text. I just want to clarify. I'm not telling you to go out of your way to bully a child. If that's how that came across, not my intention. Which is why you guys told me shut up and go to break.
You were pretty aggressive with it.
I was getting worked up. Here's my belief. Okay.
You're not going to get worked up at the game?
Well, I think booing opposing fans happens at games. If you were to show up at a venue wearing opposing team jerseys, you take the kids, you're all wearing your jerseys, you may get booed at the game. I don't think it's like this unacceptable, classless behavior. Now, if they show them on the screen, I expect them to be booed. I don't think it's as egregious as maybe some of you think, but I'm willing to have the conversation.
Please.
I'm not saying to yell obscenities. Certainly don't physically confront someone. We've seen horrific things happen at football games just between fans. Clearly, you know, there's a line that you don't want to cross.
Right. And when you're talking about, normally I'm 100% opposed to booing any family member, let alone kids. But she has inserted herself into the public eye. She has inserted herself into this conversation. So if you want to go about it that way, then fine. So be it. It's, again, still not something I would be willing to do, but I understand that. As soon as she's walking around with the kids, or really any other fan, if they're walking around with their kids out if down in Columbus, I would, you know, instead of booing them, or if Buckeye fans are up here, I would say go Blue, and they would say go Bucks. And at Cedar Point, same thing. Somebody walking around with, I had my Michigan gear on, and they said, go Bucks. I said, go Blue. Not confrontational, but as soon as you start booing someone, it changes it.
I think, to me, booing is in the razzing family of what you're talking about. 248-539-9797. Clearly, if it's just two children sitting by themselves wearing number 9 Stafford Rams jerseys, don't walk up and boo them.
Unless you're with Costa or Gator.
Okay. Let's get to Matthew. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to the game. It is costly for my tickets, but I am going, and I won't boo the kids, me, but people feel how they feel. I will be booing Kelly Stafford, and I will have a sign, because every time she comes here, she talks crap about the city on her stupid little podcast. And she is not important. She doesn't even need to come here. Right? She's not playing in the game. She can stay in Cali.
Her husband is playing in the game.
She can come in. She can be at the game.
So what's your sign going to say?
Yeah. I can't say on the radio.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm not going to condone that either.
Way to show the class.
You can come and watch your family play in the game. She's allowed to be here. Let's get to Ryan in Riverview. Ryan, you're on 97.1.
All right, Costa, I completely agree with you. And Jansen, I get it. But this man is crossing a line into, this is sports. Let the real life be real life, but this is sports. So you're going to boo the heck out of them. You're going to make that environment hostile.
That's fine. Boo she the heck come. Out of them.
Yes.
Him.
But she can come, but guess what? You don't bring your children to a hostile environment. Why would you bring your kids to somewhere where they could get, you know, be a very hostile environment? Why would you do that? Leave the kids at home with the grandparents. And Kelly, you can come, but yeah, you put yourself out there, you're going to get food.
Oh, you ever take your kids to work?
Food out of you.
You ever take your kids to work? You ever take the kid to work day? You ever do that? They ever want to go see dad play as a professional football player?
Yeah, you can go to a home game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I see why you guys told me to watch what I'm saying, because I don't agree with the first two calls we've taken. The kids can go to the game as well. The kids should be allowed. What are we talking about? These are sports. We fall in love with sports as kids. You're a kid. You can go to the game. Yeah. Now, my thing would be like the other team is, if you go to a road game, the fans aren't going to be like
nice. It's not going to be well received. No.
Yes. Rich, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I think we've all lost perspective of what was going on that night. They were opponents for another team. They were booing because they had Rams jerseys on and they were showing them on the big screen. All right. Kelly Stafford knew when she came there that it wasn't right to wear Rams jerseys. They're entitled to wear them. Just don't put them on the screen. They don't get booed. She inserted herself into this situation by saying that. Nobody was talking about her. Now the focus is on her because we were booing her kids. Nobody was booing her kids.
Right. That's what she claimed afterwards. Which that's why exactly. I said the tongue in cheek. Well, let's make her be honest at least. And I think if you wear visiting gear, you're going to get booed at a sporting event. I don't think that that is somehow like we're classless fans to boo anybody wearing rival gear inside your stadium. Don't physically right. confront them. Don't use obscene language. Don't use anything derogatory. Like, of course, be a. That's
nobody,
how
nobody
I view
went
it.
Up to. Nobody went up to her right. and booed her face to face, and nobody would do that in general. The point is, I mean, come on. She knew that if she had Rams jerseys on and they were on the field. They were on the field when they got booed.
Yeah, when the general chorus of boos were rained down upon the Rams and people supporting the Rams. If I wore a Lions jersey to a Rams game, this is hard because they don't have as many fans, but a Lions jersey to a Saints game, I would expect them to boo me. If I wore like a...
I know you look like a child, but it's you're different. Not.
Okay, but if I was there, I don't have children. So clearly. Obvious statement of the hour. Obvious statement alert.
For breaking news.
But... John, if I was there with children, I was in a group of people who had children and we were all wearing Lions gear.
Who's the uncomfortable guy with all the kids? What does he do? What does he do with his hands?
My point is, if I was in a group of people, some of which were children, we were all wearing Lions jerseys and we were at a Saints game, I don't think it'd be classless of Saints fans to generally go boo as we walked by. I don't think that that's classless. You don't want to target children. That's the one thing I do want to walk back. If it all came across that way, I don't want you to target anybody's children at a sporting event. Yes. But I think booing of the opposition, fans, family, or otherwise, is a healthy part of sports. It's part of the experience.
Yes, there's a fine line.
Yes.
And just telling you the side of that line that I would be on is if there's a dad or a mom or a family walking with young kids, I don't care what they have on. It could be in the big house, and it could be a school bus full of kids with teacher, moms, dads. I'm not booing at them because I'm not going to boo kids.
Tom in a car, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I don't understand the hatred to Stafford. He left, we became better. We win. I don't understand that. If you're going to boo somebody, boo the front of the jersey, not the back. That's the school that I'm from.
Did you think, is this because they won the playoff game? Like, where were you at going into that playoff game? Did you want to boo? Did you understand the booing of him going into the playoff game?
I understand sports, and I understand rivalry and things like that, but I don't understand personal hatred towards the one man and his family.
Well, maybe that's the difference, Tom, is I don't view the booing as personal, like, because it's in the context of, like, we're at Ford Field, right? Like, I wouldn't expect anybody to boo Matthew Stafford if he was, like, at a restaurant or, you know, hanging out on his own time. I don't think you should walk up and boo him in his own time. Like, to me, that would be personal. I think at the game, it's the opposite of personal. It's kind of understood that that's part of sports.
Like I said before, you're just booing the front of the jersey, not the back.
Right.
But maybe Kelly Stafford took it a little too personally then. Possibly that could be. But just the way callers are calling, making signs against her and all that type of thing, I don't understand that hatred. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I think a safe rule is if you can't say it on the radio, you probably shouldn't have it on your sign and walk around with it. Is that a pretty good rule of thumb, John?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That would work.
All right. We'll get Heather's news before the hour ends. More of your phone calls, texts, and yes, a check-in on college football, some Michigan football talk. It's 97.1. We brought it up today to get it out of the way. It's game week. It's a subplot, not the plot. The Rams on Sunday Night Football. I feel like we've been here before.
We have.
We asked, is there a single person in Detroit that wants a tribute video for Matthew Stafford? Can we find the one person to call in to say they want the tribute video? Because we don't. And it's not like he shouldn't get one post-playing career, but not as the opposition in this matchup. Anyway, that was part one of the conversation. Part two is, what do you think the reaction will be? Will it be the same level of noise, loud booing directed at Stafford? Will we see less of it because been there, done that? Or will we see more because this fan base has been woken up? Right? This is a very loud, alert, excited, emotionally charged fan base. In that conversation, we brought up what Kelly Stafford said a year ago, that she felt that people booed her and her children, which didn't happen. And I said, well, opposing fans, which they are, you boo them. Doesn't mean you're classless. to boo opposing fans. Now, the distinction is these are children.
Right. I
understand. Let's get to the phones. Nick in Dearborn, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, good morning. So just in the realm of sports, I don't know when this has changed or if it's changing, but when is it not okay to boo people like wearing the opposing team's jerseys? I don't care if it's a family of kids with their parents. I don't care who they are. They're getting booed. That's all there is to it. I don't see that. As long as you're not running up in their face and screaming, like, what's the problem here?
You do you. I'm just telling you, that's not something I would do. If there's kids involved, if they're, I mean, especially if they look like they're 12 years or younger, I'm just not, it's not.
Can I ask you?
What's the point? What's the point? Well, how does it make you feel? How does it make you better by booing kids?
I'm not going there and booing people to make myself feel better. It's just part of the sports. Like, didn't you go to games as a kid? I was booing people when I was a kid with my jerseys on. Like, what's the difference?
It's, I mean, if they're walking by, I'm going to say, you know, go Lions. I'll do something other than boo them. If they're adults, hey, no holds barred, go for it.
I suppose to each their own, but Stafford should never have a retirement or a video for his play here. He never won anything. So let's just, I wish we would just stop with that. But that's what I have to say.
Thanks, Nick.
Jeff in Marysville, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I don't think you should boo the kids. That's uncalled for. But let's be honest. Kelly Stafford, her husband is a celebrity NFL star, and she's turned it into, look at me, I'm the spouse of an NFL star, has a podcast, that nobody really cares about the spouses of celebrities. But when they start to put themselves out there with all their opinions, making it about them, she kind of asks for it, if you ask me. The kids don't deserve it. No, absolutely not. But she's always got something to say in her podcast or something about a player. So you know what? No one cares about you, Kelly Stafford, that other than you're the spouse of a celebrity. And if you open yourself up to it, you should get booed, not the children, though.
Your point is she's a public figure.
You know, she's inserted herself into the situation, and she has a right to do that. There are people that do want to hear her, not me, but there are other people that listen to her podcast, and so be it. But she has put herself in that realm, so she has to accept those individually, those consequences as well.
John in Grosse Pointe, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to kind of get right into it. The last caller, a couple callers ago, he spoke and said that, you know, maybe it wasn't a good idea for them to bring them. And it kind of made me think about my childhood. We had season tickets. John, I saw you in the 90s at U of M. And my parents didn't bring me to the Ohio State game. I wasn't allowed to go to any games against Ohio State until I was really in my later teens because my dad didn't want me to potentially be in an environment where I was going to see some stuff that he didn't want me to see at a young age. So I think maybe Matthew and Kelly last season kind of learned the hard way that, you know, the kids came home, that was fun and everything like that, but look at what happened. They weren't happy. And, you know, Matthew clearly wasn't happy after the game, after talking to his wife. So, I mean, I think they maybe learned that maybe this year don't bring the kids because it's going to be a hostile environment.
You'd like to think that you could bring kids to games.
Yes. As a civil society, you would anticipate that that would be something that you could do. Bring the family to a Lions game.
Right. And we should want to be, especially kids, because that's when you start to become a sports fan. Like, I'm sure you can think of going to games growing up with family. I can think about going to games with family. Those are the moments that the seeds get planted for you to be a lifelong fan. I don't think we should ever conduct ourselves at games in a way where the answer is, I can't bring my kid. And we've seen some horrible behavior at like NFL games where things have gotten violent, like absolutely unacceptable. We should never have the answer be, well, there's violence, don't bring the kid. The answer should be, stop the violence.
Yes.
Right. I think that's pretty obvious. We got one more. Let's get to Bill on a cell. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, my point on it is every kid that's in a stadium, when they see themselves up on the screen, they get excited. So even if they're on the other team, if you start booing at them, they're taking it as you're booing them just because they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, whatever. Any older, I don't have a problem with it. Kelly, opening up her mouth, she kind of put a target on him. I'm 50-year-old fan of the Lions, and I love Stafford. I think if he'd have been here the last 2 years, we'd have two Super Bowls. To be honest with you, golf I like. He's good quarterback. I think we can win it this year with him. But I think just the kids get on the screen, let them enjoy the moment.
Yeah, maybe I don't think, yeah.
Jared Goff, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll turn into a golf chant.
Well, I think anything that's going to be on the big screen,
they're not going to show them
anything. Is going to be all kids in Lions uniforms.
Correct.
In Lions gear. Yeah. It's not going to be anything about the Rams.
Yeah, typically,
as
you
it
don't
would
see
be for
visitors
any
anyway.
Other opponent.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that's kind of typical behavior. All right, let's get to Heather in the news.
Well, you might have heard this story. It's pretty crazy. 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall has been released from the hospital after he was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery in San Francisco on Saturday. The suspect was trying to steal, it sounds like, his Rolex while he was walking to like a signing event. It sounds like he wasn't necessarily targeted for being who he was. He was targeted because he had an expensive watch on and it thought, well, I'll try to steal that. Well, the bullet entered his chest, exited his back without hitting any vital organs. And there's video, and it's so incredible. He's walking to the ambulance, holding
after being
shot. Yeah, after being shot in the chest.
Got a bullet hole through and through.
Don't worry, I'll walk there. I'll walk to the ambulance. A 17-year-old boy has been taken into custody. He was also injured in the shooting. But it sounds like, I mean, he's going
to
be fine. He's already
that's
in and
key.
Out of the hospital. Yeah, pretty crazy. Police are investigating a shooting at a Warren Park that left one person in critical condition. Police say that a man was shot Saturday evening in a parking lot at Veterans Memorial Park. And there's witnesses that say there was two people who walked up to a white sedan. They were talking to the people inside the car for several minutes. And then it seems like there was some sort of argument that ensued, an altercation. And the two people were then seen running from the vehicle. Somebody inside the car opened fire at those two people running away. One of them was struck multiple times in the arm, in the legs. This person was taken to the hospital, listed in critical condition. The car sped away. Police have not found the driver of the vehicle or the other person that was running from the vehicle. They did find a handgun. They found other evidence of the shooting. So now anybody with any information on anybody involved needs to contact police. Tyler Reddick didn't let the stomach flu stop him from winning the NASCAR Cup regular season championship. It happened on Sunday during the, you know, the big showdown, and he radioed his team for some help. This was right in the middle of the race, letting them know that he was having some major stomach issues going on. Oh, so he had things coming out both ends. Yeah. They had pills to hopefully, you know, settle his stomach, and he dropped them. He did eventually finish in 10th place. He was awarded enough points to win the regular season title. Oh,
yeah.
Disgusting
Listen,
mess.
I'm sure people have been in that spot where you're racing home and you're trying to do your best. This is a whole nother level.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Yes. Well, at least everything that was coming out, the back end, had to be contained.
Yeah, but that's gross too. Imagine he takes the suit off at the end of the
race.
All
of it's gross. All of it. It's gross. Also kind of gross when you're, I think pretty gross when you watch what's going down. Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi, they settled some unfinished beef this Labor Day. The two battled for the first time in 15 years. It was on this live Netflix special, Chestnut versus Kobayashi, unfinished beef. Chestnut led from the very start. He just dominated. He finished with a world record of 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Kobayashi also set his own personal best, but couldn't compete, 66 dogs.
Imagine eating 66 hot dogs in 10 minutes and losing.
Yeah. I mean, just pile up 83 hot dogs and hot dog buns. Look at the massive amount of food that is. And just,
Oh my gosh.
Would be a monster.
Nasty. Finally, those looking to reduce their carbon footprints after death may want to consider green burials.
Oh.
It's interesting. It's when you sent this article, I've actually been, there's three cemeteries in Michigan that are these green burial certified cemeteries. There's one in Waterford, which I've been to, one in Clinton Township and one in Roseville. And it's a green burial is the most common and accessible green end of life option. So the practices involved burying people in a manner that is biodegradable and non-toxic with minimal permanent memorial or like upkeep. So you don't have to upkeep the, like the one that I've been to in Waterford, it's basically just like a nature preserve. Like nothing, it's kind of like everything kind of grows wild. Nothing's in pristine shape. And you can get like big stones, natural rocks, and have your name engraved and
okay.
your
so
years
you still
of life.
Have, you have a, your grave is still marked.
It can be, but some you don't have to either. You can just choose to have an unmarked, just be
unmarked
one
grave.
With nature.
Huh.
You're asking, John, because family wants to visit. Yeah, you want to have a place.
Yeah, I suppose if you have no family or friends.
And it's a whole lot more affordable. Right?
Because oh, sure, yeah. It's well, like, yeah. The labor to dig a hole.
Everything. You're not playing for the casket. You're not paying for, well, I don't know, everything else that's involved.
Yes. Embalming.
Yes.
Yes.
Why not just get cremated, though?
Well, there's a whole lot of things I could read to you, but they say cremation requires 500 gallons of fuel and releases up to 250 pounds of carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide emissions. So, this is even greener than cremation.
Okay. Heather with the news. Coming up next, some thoughts on Michigan football. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's NFL Week 1. It's finally here. And FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, has a special offer to kick us off with. Now, through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with the YouTube TV base plan, you're going to be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. You can also cancel at any time. Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to download America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes do apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We got Doug and Gator coming up at 10 o'clock. They do shoot the boot occasionally on their show. And you make guarantees and punishments that go with it. Did you see this Florida State fan?
You were just telling me about it. And I have not seen it, nor do I want to if it happens.
No, I wouldn't want to watch him if he pays this off. The account was at 321 Noel. After Florida State lost their first game of the season, he tweeted out, "If Florida State loses to Boston College this weekend, I will eat dog poop out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of me doing it. Book it."
Ugh.
As they were losing to Boston College yesterday, this got retweeted and shared and posted and sent around. And, well, his account is no longer active. So I don't think he's going to be doing that.
It's got to be a name attached to it. I don't think he's going to go be able to get into hiding that quickly. That is awful.
So as bad as your team may have played this weekend, at least you're not a Florida State fan who's 0-2, and at least you're not this Florida State fan who has a red Solo cup and some plans maybe later.
A whole different version of that song.
That's time to party. John, Michigan football.
Yeah.
Takeaways, it's the first game. Everybody understands that there was sloppy play. Mm-hmm. Michigan wasn't unique in that way. But there were some things that stuck out to you that they need to clean up because Texas is this week.
Yeah, not good enough to beat Texas. That performance, probably not good enough to beat USC, Oregon, or Ohio State, or maybe some other teams
USC
on the schedule.
Even, depending on how good they
USC,
are.
Yeah. But thankfully, we weren't playing any of those teams last week. You are allowed to practice and get better, and where they
you
need to improve.
You keep reminding me of that. Yeah, it's a great point.
Is the fact that, okay, the offensive line were not a cohesive unit. They did not do a good enough job in protection or in running the football. It's reestablishing the line of scrimmage. In the fourth quarter, they played much better. Was that them? Partially them. Some of it was Hassan Haskins. So you get better play out of your running back, and you do need to get better play out of your receivers and quarterback. They all need to get better. And I know the concern on defense was, wow, that was aggressive. And was that that question will be answered is that how he's going to call every single game? We don't know. We have one game to go off of at Michigan. I know he's an aggressive coach, but was that simply, I've got all these tools, I've got all these weapons and toys to play with. I'm going to find out what works best in this defense. And then when we play Texas, I'll have better answers for, okay, we got exposed on this one. You know, this doesn't work.
because the speed of Texas is different than the speed of Fresno. And if you leave a guy on an island somewhere and he's a step slow, it's a really big play. And it's a chance where what is otherwise a very good defense would get beat. So they blitzed almost 60% of the time. That was Wink's MO when he was in the NFL with the Giants and Baltimore before that. They're going to blitz a lot. And it's why that Texas matchup is so interesting. O-line for Michigan, when they needed it, and you hate that they needed it late in the second in that second half.
It was there.
Seven plays, 75 yards, mostly running, and it was Mullings, who is not Blake Corum, but more like Blake Corum. Well, maybe Hassan Haskins has been a good comp by you. Former linebacker, both of them, tough physical running back. That's what Michigan will lean on when times get tough. They did it against Fresno. They separated. The defense gets the pick six. I do feel like this quarterback thing is still an Achilles heel. Davis Warren throws for 120 yards against a Mountain West defense. And they're still playing two quarterbacks. And the thought here is Orji's role is only going to grow, so they're going to keep operating two. I don't know that you can get in a rhythm that way. I don't know that you're fooling the defense. Everybody knows Orji can't throw the ball. They used it to their advantage to score the first touchdown, but I think as the season goes on, teams are going to key in on him when they make that quarterback change.
Sure. Yeah. If you develop tendencies, that's what everybody's going to do is what are the tendencies when they're in this formation, when they have this personnel group out there, when they have this quarterback out there, what are they most prone to do? And they will be ready for it.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.